What about your study in colorectal, Axel?
So ramucirumab is tested in colorectal cancer, similar to the Velour study. It's kind of what aflibercept did in Velour is what ramucirumab does in RAISE, with the exception that in this ramucirumab study, all patients have to have prior bevacizumab. So it's really testing this idea of VEGF inhibition beyond progression. And it's a multinational trial, which has accrued about half of the patient population that's needed. It's interesting, after ASCO, we actually saw an increase in the number of registrations of patients, because a lot of countries, VEGF inhibition beyond progression is not available. So now there is an apparent trial open where at least half the patient gets a VEGF inhibitor beyond progression. So that makes it more intriguing for physicians to enroll patients, apparently.
So, excellent question. So, you know, from the practical perspective, let's say the study ends up being positive, and that's a second-line study. In the presence of all the rest of the VEGF beyond progression data, and this is really not compared to another VEGF inhibitor in the second line, what kind of practical implications would that study
have? So, number one, I mean, this trial was designed about 4 or 5 years ago, when we didn't have data on the aflibercept, when we didn't have data, prospective data on VEGF beyond progression. And there have been some discussions about, you know, should we redesign it? Should we have a even BEV control arm? Should we whatever? But the decision was made to, I mean, this is not a mainly U.S.-based study. U.S. will probably only contribute about 15% of patients, 15-20% of patients. So in a lot of countries, the access to VEGF inhibitors is very limited, and that's why this will eventually stand alone, and you would resort to cross-trial comparison to make a judgment call on whether you use this drug kind of versus aflibercept versus BEV beyond progression in your clinical practice, if it's positive, if it gets approved. And I think the main issue is also to get better understanding about toxicity profile, because we talked about toxicity profile of aflibercept. Eventually, it will come down to, you know, having options. We might have 3 different options for second-line therapy in colorectal cancer, aflibercept, bevacizumab, and perhaps ramucirumab.
Charlie?
And to be fair to the timing of these studies, as many of you recall, this antibody has been around a long time. It was in preclinical development at the same time that bevacizumab was being studied. Both antibodies were under discussion and to go into clinical trials at that time.
Oh, no, this is a fair point, but, you know, this is the reality today.
Sure.
The study is ongoing, and I think it probably will add value to the whole discussion about VEGF inhibition beyond progression, but just, you know, trying to understand what kind of implication.
And there are a lot of biomarkers which are being studied. I mean, adding on to the idea of finding a biomarker for VEGF inhibitors, which I personally believe will not be black and white. Biomarkers will be more like quantitative, continuous variable biomarkers. And it will eventually always be a judgment call who will and will not be considered candidates for anti-VEGF therapy.